Talk Live. You can bring in what you want. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
I'm told Michelle will be joining us here in a little bit. She is stuck in traffic on her way here, returning from the Harry Potter film.
Is this where I make a broom joke?
Was that the joke?
I'm just scared of making a joke about Michelle riding a broom. Like, that might be misinterpreted.
Alrighty, yeah. We'll just move right on past that. Yeah, I guess she's pretty excited about this whole Harry Potter thing. She just recently discovered the movies and voraciously consumed, I think, every single one that she could, and then went out to the opening show of Harry Potter. Well, I guess she couldn't make the midnight one, but made the opening show, the first show today.
Okay.
So I'm sure she'll be talking all about it when she returns.
I remember that the witches had this kind of bureaucracy that, but not much else about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. When's the last time you saw one of these movies?
Oh, I've never seen a Harry Potter movie. I've only read the books. But I read the first five or six. And they're great.
Gotcha.
They're really well done books. I never felt like they should be for young adults at all, but, you know, whatever.
So we'll find out more about that, I'm sure. 800-259-9231. Plus, coming up, Mark, you've got a story about vehicular homicide for jaywalking.
Yeah.
We'll see what that means. So pull that up. But first, there's something that I consider to be possibly an epic announcement here by Julian Heichlin. Now, Julian Heichlin has been the subject of much discussion on this program. He is a 79-year-old man who travels around the country going to various different courthouses, handing out jury nullification information, letting potential jurors know that they have the right to vote their conscience.
Not just the opportunity, not just the right, but the obligation.
Indeed. And that if you are on a jury, if you are a juror, that you have the right to vote how you feel about the law itself. If you think the law is bad, you can vote not guilty. It doesn't matter whether or not the person was actually breaking it. What matters is how you feel about the law. So ultimately, it's like putting the state on trial every single time that somebody is on trial. But most people don't know this, and that's why Julian Heichlin goes around and does this. And he regularly is arrested for doing this because, well, people calling themselves the state don't like it when you inform people fully about their rights. Now, Julian Heichlin also has made a stand when it comes to this particular issue down in Orlando, Florida. Now, Orlando is a bit of a hot spot these days for liberty-oriented civil disobedience. And when a man in a robe down in Orlando made the announcement that no one will be distributing literature to potential jurors or jurors on the courthouse grounds, they shall not speak to potential jurors, they shall not hold signs toward potential jurors, they shall not hand flyers to... I mean, just going on and on, the entirety of the four square block grounds... Orlando courthouse, the Orange County courthouse.
Yeah, it's like a constitution-free zone.
Right, a total free speech ban going on. Julian Heichlin showed up after this ban and violated the ban. Not only that, he violated the ban in the presence of the man who wore the robe in the first place, Belvin Perry, who just so happens to be the same judge who was in the, what's her name, Kaylee Anthony?
Yes.
Kaylee Anthony case.
Something like that. I mean, I know what you're talking about. I know nothing else.
So, it was recently. Now, Heichlin has been there. He's violated the ban. He's come back. He's violated the ban. And he's violated the ban again. I think he's done it at least three times. And they've never arrested Heichlin. However, they did arrest a man named Mark Schmitter recently.
Some guy who'd been doing it regularly for a very long time.
Correct. And Mark and Heichlin had done it together in the past. But they arrested Mark when he was relatively alone, from what I understand, during this Kaylee Anthony trial. And they arrested him for, again, distributing literature on the courthouse grounds. He is now he's going to be facing those charges. And Heichlin has now announced that he is going to be doing a large event. A full demonstration, as he calls it, a protest demonstration, Thursday, August 18th through Monday, August 22nd in Orlando. And I don't think he's going to make it very far in this particular planned itinerary because, well, he's challenging them not just on the distribution of the flyers, but he's also challenging them on the arrests, the mass arrests of people who are handing out food at Lake Eola Park.
See,
Julian Heitkamp is not a one-issue pony. He's somebody who cares about freedom in a lot of different areas, and he's willing to put his freedom on the line for your benefit.
I'm glad to hear it.
So he's heard about all these people being arrested. I think we're somewhere around 30 people, but honestly, I've lost track. There were at least 27 people a few days back, and it's been a little bit of time, so I imagine more people have been arrested. These people just keep coming back to this Lake Eola Park, setting up the Food Not Bombs folks, setting up a table, putting food out on it, and then serving food to hungry people that come there. And
criminals.
Multiple cops show up, usually on bicycles, and they arrest people. They put them in vans. They take them away. And then they give those people they've been arresting, they give them no trespass orders, attempting to ban them from coming back to the park, period. So whether they hand out food or not when they come back, if they've got a no trespass order, they'll get arrested for trespassing. They've already had at least one guy come back and be arrested for trespassing after he was already arrested for handing out food. So
they get themselves a little trick, little legal trick.
It's just outrageous what these people are doing, and Heitkamp is outraged. So let me give you an idea of what his itinerary is here. On Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m., he tends to distribute food to the poor with the Food Not Bombs people at the park, which will probably get him arrested because everyone who's done so has been arrested. But presuming he hasn't been arrested or
everybody has done so? There hasn't been – I mean, they just haven't left these folks alone at all?
I'm pretty sure that on a daily basis – I mean, they're doing it only twice a week. They're doing it Monday and Wednesday, and every single time they're out there, the cops come out to arrest people, from what I understand.
Jeez.
If you're in Orlando, and correct me on that, please, 800-259-9231. So presuming he gets out of jail, likely, if it's his first arrest in Orlando, odds are good he's probably going to be let out on, like, a PR bond or something like that. They're not going to likely keep a 79-year-old man in jail on the Food Not Bombs kind of arrest, on the park arrest. So Thursday night,
unless they get wind of this and don't want him protesting at the courthouse,
could be. But Thursday night, he plans to sleep out in Lake Eola Park.
Why?
So, I don't know. I think he just wants to have a little food distribution / camp out protest thing. I think it's awesome.
I think it's fine. I just don't know why.
Friday, he intends to, so the next day, presuming he's not arrested in the midst of sleeping out at Lake Eola Park, because I don't imagine camping is allowed at this particular park.
I suspect not.
So maybe that's just a show of solidarity for homeless people. I'm not sure. But Friday, August 19th, early in the morning and in the afternoon, he plans on distributing the fully informed jury literature at the Orange County Courthouse. He says, others are welcome to join me, but prepared to be arrested. Then later he plans to take pictures of the police in downtown Orlando. Later he then plans to sleep out in Lake Eola Park yet again.
This is quite a campaign he's got going on.
The following
here.
Day he'll be parading in downtown Orlando with signs and banners. Following that, taking more pictures of police and sleeping out in the park. Then later the next day on a Sunday, having prayers for the people of Orlando to gain an understanding of freedom. Then a picnic in the park, followed by sleeping out in the park, and then that Monday morning, handing out more literature at the Orange County Courthouse, and finally, that Monday night, distributing more food at the Lake Eola Park Food Not Bombs food distribution. That's about as hardcore of a civil disobedience itinerary as I think I've ever heard.
It sounds like an arrest bonanza.
Yeah.
I think
Orange County has met their match. This man is just incredible, and we will keep you in the loop.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm really interested to see what they're going to do about it. Cops, behavior control, that's the one thing they supposedly specialize in.
They're going to make the arrest, no doubt, but it's one thing to arrest a 30-year-old or a 25-year-old for handing out food in the park. It's another thing to arrest.
It doesn't seem to bother them at all, Ian.
A 79-year-old man. We'll see. 800-259-9231. I saw that little release from Julian. You can go to his website, tyrannyfighters.com, and sign up for his news updates.
I get him.
Yeah, he's an interesting character. There's more coming up here, and we'll certainly keep you in the loop as to what this guy does. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Question. Can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So, we're going to start things out here. Well, I guess not start out. We already talked about Julian Heichlin. The guy's a hero. But into the issues, or to the news of the day, Mark, you've got a story about vehicular homicide, a bit of an unusual situation, perhaps an outrageous one.
Yeah, I don't even know. This is from dc.streetblogs.org.
I'm not a legal expert, but vehicular homicide, that's usually where you you kill somebody. It's not necessarily accidentally, right? It's
You could do it negligently, like, for instance, having a vehicular homicide can have to do with drinking alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
But, you have to have used a car.
Okay, got it.
But I think that if you really did it on purpose, they just give you a murder charge and then, you know, aggravated whatever attached to it. Georgia mom convicted of vehicular homicide for crossing the street with her kids. We don't normally report on vehicle crashes here in the Capital City blog, but this one was so outrageous we couldn't help ourselves. A 30-year-old woman in Marietta, Georgia, was convicted of vehicular homicide this week, and she wasn't even driving a car. The woman was crossing the street with her three children when a driver, who had been drinking, hit and killed her 4-year-old. The driver, Jerry Guy, was initially charged with hit-and-run, first-degree homicide by vehicle, and cruelty to children. Elise Hitchcock of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported, charges were later dropped to just the hit-and-run charge. The man previously had been convicted of two hit-and-runs on the same day in 1997, one of them on the same road where she killed Raquel Nelson's son.
Jeez.
Guy will serve 6 months for killing the boy. Now, I've got to say, I was in prison with two guys that had 10 years in Florida for vehicular homicide, and, you know, both of them had been drinking and all this kind of thing. One of them actually got into a wreck with another drunk driver and got 10 years for living, essentially.
So, wait, two drunk guys crashed into one another?
Well, it was a drunk girl and a drunk guy.
I see.
And, this is outrageous. 6 months for killing a kid? Driving, they don't say what his blood alcohol level was. They just say having been drinking.
Yeah.
So.
He was impaired, perhaps.
But Nelson will serve up to 36 months just for crossing the street with her child. Yes, it's true. They were not in crosswalks. But there's a picture of the road, and it's a big highway, and there are no crosswalks.
So the suggestion is you're just not allowed to cross the road.
I guess that's what the suggestion is. I mean, how insane is that? So, okay, I've never even considered this possibility. When you come upon a road that has no crosswalks, how are you supposed to get across it?
They're basically saying that there is no answer to that question.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you that
you better get across without getting hit by a car, because if you get hit by a car, you've just killed, you're a killer, apparently.
Apparently. I mean, it's insane. I grew up, in I can remember neighborhoods where I live right now. There are no crosswalks on that road for miles and miles.
Yeah.
Are you telling me I'm not allowed to cross the street to go to the convenience store? It's insane.
1-800-259-9231. I can't imagine there's anybody out there that thinks this is a good idea, that this woman should be charged with vehicular homicide.
But apparently enough people did it that the cops arrested her, somebody charged her, that they did all this stuff. How in the world?
Crazy. Where in Georgia was this?
Now, Marietta.
Marietta, Georgia. Wow. What else is there? Is there more?
Yeah. Hitchcock at the AJC, that's the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, says the conviction does not sit well with Sally Phlox, president and CEO of PEDS.
Has she been convicted?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
This is why it's so insane.
Did she plead guilty?
I don't have any idea, dude. You've got the story right here. I read through it one time. What do you want from me? It says invest the money in safe crossings, according to, I guess that's the money that they get from the lady. For the cost of the trial yesterday, they could have made a safe crossing, but they don't want to do that. The Atlanta, Sandy Springs, Marietta, Georgia metro area ranks 11th in the country for the most dangerous streets to pedestrians, according to Transportation for America's recent report in pedestrian safety and street design. The region had nearly 800 pedestrian deaths between 2000 and 2009, despite the fact that Atlanta area municipalities continue to build roads like the one where Nelson's son was killed with inadequate pedestrian crossings and sidewalks, and despite the fact that the federal government continues to vastly underfund pedestrian safety infrastructure in federally funded roads and highways, the courts have pointed the finger at Nelson, blaming her for the death of her son on a road that was designed with no regard for pedestrian safety.
Unbelievable. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the specifics of this this case, but I can tell you that it's outrageous. I mean, how they find a lady whose four-year-old's just been killed, find her guilty, and give her up to 36 months, I believe, will serve up to 36 months. I mean, how long are they going to keep this lady? They're throwing this lady in jail for having crossed the street unsuccessfully.
That's pretty much it. And what happened? I'm amazed by this, and I really want to know if this was a plea bargain, or I'm looking around now to try to see if I can determine.
Everything's a plea bargain. I mean, 99% of cases, more than 99% of cases. 99% of cases are just adjudicated without a trial. And of the felonies that are left over, 66% of the felonies are more than about 60 to 60% of those felonies. Those people are found guilty. Guilty. So the suggestion here is that we are so good at this whole charging people with crap that we only make a very, very small amount of mistakes.
Your thoughts are welcome. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of these airwaves. 800-259-9231, especially if you've got more information on this situation with this mother facing, you said, 36 months.
Yeah.
In jail.
By facing, I mean that she's already been convicted, and essentially it's up to 36 months.
Oh, so
which means
she's sentenced
to 36 months.
Okay, I see. Okay.
And she could get out by doing less because of good time and things like that.
All right, well, actually, according to the Daily Mail, Mark, she has not yet been sentenced.
Okay.
Her sentencing is coming up on July 26th, and she's facing a maximum of 3 years, so it could... So we've yet to see what the actual sentence is going to be, but either way, it's a pretty disturbing story. The idea that the guy who did the drunk driving and who drove his car into a small child will be punished, and likely to a lesser extent...
6 months, yeah.
...than the woman who was crossing the street with her child.
It's insane.
I don't even know what else to say about... I'm a talk show host. I'm at a lack for words on this story. It's just absolutely disturbing and outrageous. Who wants this? Who could look at this and say, yeah, that's right, you'd show that woman.
This is one of those things where, Southerners hate how Northerners treat them. This is one of those things. I mean, this is insane.
Oh, dumb crap like this can happen anywhere.
I don't know, man.
800-259-9231. We're not from the North anyway. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long. This offer ends today. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, B-E-R-K-E-Y.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You actually get to control the content on the site there, should you like. You can go and vote, and the most voted up piece or article or whatever you want to call it on our site makes it to the top in the front page of the website. It's a social bookmarking experiment, a social bookmarking website where you can create the content by submitting something. So, for instance, maybe you saw something online you think's interesting, like this woman who's been convicted of vehicular homicide for crossing the street with her child. Crazy story. We'll get back into that. But maybe you saw that and you submitted it to freetalklive.com. You submitted a show prep. Other listeners then vote as whether they like or dislike it. You get to vote on things as well. And again, the most voted up makes it to the top of the site, meaning we are more likely to see it and talk about it on the air. And our other listeners are more likely to see it and enjoy it as well. So please go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. That's freetalklive.com. But we're not the only site where you can get liberty-oriented news.
Yeah, I didn't see this story at freetalklive.com, but I did see it at freedomsphoenix.com. Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch.
All right, 800-259-9231. The news is out of the Atlanta area, I guess, with a woman who has been convicted. And I looked through every single story about this, Mark, and I could not find the fact as to whether or not she had taken a plea bargain or if it was a jury who convicted her. I'm going to presume that you're right, that it was likely not a jury trial.
Yep.
She's, again, convicted, it faces 3 years in jail of vehicular homicide for crossing the street with her daughter's. Was it her son that got?
It was a 4-year-old is all I know was the child that was killed.
Well, there was one child that apparently lived through it.
Yeah, there was a younger daughter that suffered minor injuries, an older daughter was not injured.
So maybe, anyway.
Her son was struck by a car.
Yeah, so her son died at the hands of a drunken driver. The drunk driver gets 6 months.
A driver who had been drinking.
Right. The drunk driver gets 6 months. Mom is facing up to 3 years. And I guess I just want to know if anybody thinks this is appropriate. Is there somebody out there who is such an advocate of obedience that you would say that, yeah, I think that this will send a message to parents to make sure they cross at the crosswalk? Of course, there wasn't a crosswalk on the stretch of road which she decided to cross.
It's so insane.
What is she supposed to do?
I just don't get that. I mean, there's no crosswalk, but they're going to go after this lady for not having crossed the crosswalk. I mean, the road I live on, it's a route here in New Hampshire. There's no crosswalk on it the entire way home. How am I supposed to get around this thing?
I mean, you have to have a car.
I'm going to have to take a helicopter over it. It's insane.
Yeah, there's nothing.
You have a bicycle. A bicycle, you could pedal across the street because that's going to be safer than walking or running, right?
Well, there's more moms and kids related news here in the world, and we're going to bring some more to you. This one from the Tennessean at Tennessean.com. A 41-year-old Clarksville woman was arrested after Nashville airport authorities say she was belligerent and verbally abusive to their security officers, refusing for her daughter to be patted down at a security checkpoint.
Oh, so she didn't want her daughter groped by their TSA agents.
Yeah, that's right. Andrea Fernella Abbott yelled and swore at Transportation Security Administration agents Saturday afternoon at Nashville Airport.
This doesn't work. Okay, the system of yelling and especially swearing at bureaucrats is unsuccessful.
I see where you're coming from, Mark, but some people feel like they can't do anything else besides speak out.
I understand. That's fine, but you're only going to get yourself in a worse situation by yelling and cussing.
Right, I get it.
You could just take your daughter, turn around, and leave.
No, you can't, because the new rule is if you enter the security checkpoint, you have to go through security.
And who's been convicted of that?
Well, it's...
What are they going to do, tackle you? They've never done that.
Well, but Mark, it's a relatively new rule as of within the last year, because it came about right around when our friend Meg was in trouble with the
TSA. Tell me a situation where cussing at somebody works.
I'm not saying it's going to work. I just don't blame somebody for being upset.
I didn't say I blamed her. I didn't say this is a stupid Nimrod. I said, ladies and gentlemen, this is a system that doesn't work.
Well, right. I mean, there's no real system that does work to get rid of the TSA.
Cussing is one that doesn't.
Right. But there is no system that works, so I don't blame somebody. I'm not going to say, well, you know, you deserved it or anything. I know you're not saying that. But she did what she felt she could to handle this situation. I agree with you. Clearly it didn't work, but nothing would have.
Yes, it would have. Walking out and leaving would have worked.
Well, that's
it's
your belief
so far.
That's your belief. You go ahead. Why don't you put that to the test, Mark?
When I go to an airport, I need to get somewhere. Right. I've made the decision.
Most
prior
people do.
To
that's probably why that's never happened. Because most people won't turn away
indeed.
And walk away.
Well, but what does turning away do to stop the TSA? It does nothing. So you have
it
to.
It does nothing.
Everybody, look. Air travel is down by 30% in the United States. The only thing that's going to fix the TSA is if air travel goes down more. That's really it.
That's not going to fix the TSA.
Yeah, it will.
They're not going to go away.
The airlines will simply not put up with it at some point.
What do you mean?
You think they'll just give up their businesses?
Well, no, they're going to keep doing their business until they get run into the ground by
the feds.
Best
thing you can do is write letters and not air travel. I guess it's the best choice.
Andrea Abbott yelled and swore at the TSA in Nashville International Airport, saying she didn't want her daughter to be touched inappropriately or have her crotch grabbed, according to a police report. After the woman refused to calm down, say airport police, she was charged with the old favorite, disorderly conduct, and taken to jail. She'd been released on bond. Attempts to reach Abbott were unsuccessful. It's unknown what her daughter's age is. And according to the airport security officer who was offended, Sabrina Burge said, she told me in a very stern voice with quite a bit of attitude that they were not going through that X-ray. No, it's not an X-ray, she told Abbott. It's 10,000 times safer than your cell phone and uses the same type of radio waves as a sonogram. Abbott said, I still don't want somebody to see our bodies naked. At one point, Abbott,
I love when the TSA is giving giving medical advice. They lied in the beginning about how safe these things were.
Yeah.
And they're 10 times more radiation coming out of them than they said
than they
originally.
Claimed. Right.
I don't believe them now.
And
I wouldn't believe anything that came out of one of these bureaucrats' mouths.
Right. Now this woman, this checkpoint operator, is claiming that the security scan is 10,000 times safer than a cell phone. I don't believe that. At one point, Abbott tried unsuccessfully to take a video with her cell phone, and so she was arrested for her efforts. And it's not really said here as far as any details what she's facing. Likely it's a misdemeanor disorderly conduct.
I hope the best for the lady. And it's I just, you know, the only thing I've got to say is a system that doesn't work is cussing at these people, sadly.
Well, what are your thoughts? 800-259-9231, and what do you think can be done? I mean, this is one of the toughest questions out there. How do you handle this TSA checkpoint thing? If you have to go through it and you don't want to just silently shuffle through like a sheep, if you don't want to, especially if you've got a little child with you and you're a little concerned about the grabby hands of the TSA, what do you do about that?
Yeah, if you like feeling on kids, what better place to get a job?
Mm-hmm. What do you do as a parent in that situation?
There is the Bill of Rights Security Edition. I can't remember how you can go ahead and get this, but you just look it up on the internet. Bill of Rights Security Edition.
Yeah.
And it's a metal Bill of Rights that will set off their little gizmos there at the TSA, and then you can hand over your Bill of Rights to the TSA agent in a poignant fashion.
Maybe you could just have your kid cry. Are they going to arrest the kid for crying? I really don't have any good ideas about how to deal with the TSA besides some sort of mass civil disobedience movement, and we're certainly nowhere near that happening in this country. So your thoughts are welcome. It's Free Talk Live. You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Well, listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com. You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PriceKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PriceKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PriceKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PriceKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up, again, anything you want. And joining you this evening, it's Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
Michelle, better late than never. You got a little tied up with a whole bunch of stuff today, but most importantly...
Adventure!
The Harry Potter film, which you have been very excited about. I think it was the last time you were on the show, you wanted so badly to talk about Harry Potter because you had just... I guess you'd really just been introduced to it.
Correct.
And had, as I described it earlier in the show, voraciously consumed as much Harry Potter content as you could.
Yes.
And so you're really excited about the release of the new film, the final of all of the films, which came out, I guess, at midnight last night.
Yes.
You were unable to make the midnight showing, but you did go today to, was it IMAX? Did you go to
IMAX down in Boston, yes.
And you've just returned, so you're fresh from Harry Potter. So tell me, Michelle, what is it that you wanted to share with our listeners about?
Well, back when I first, you know, wanted to talk about it a couple weeks ago, I had just seen the fifth, the movie for the fifth book, which is the Order of the Phoenix.
Gotcha. That may have been the last book I read. I'm not sure.
Well, you know, it was such an interesting thing to see the, I mean, these books were written, you know, about a decade ago or so, and to see the correlation between the state and the Ministry of Magic and Hogwarts versus the, you know, the freedom, liberty-minded, you know, movement and everything. It was very, I think, you know, I think J.K. Rowling is a genius. She's wealthier than the Queen, I hear now.
Mm.
Yes, isn't that something?
She's sold a lot of books.
Yeah. And
I hear she can't go anywhere without getting mobbed.
Oh, really?
I mean, that doesn't really happen to authors too much.
That's pretty incredible.
Pretty something as far as an author goes, you know? I mean, it's a handful of authors that live like that.
Right. Not Stephen King.
I'd say that he's up in that handful, yeah. I mean, people are going to recognize him where he goes. And
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, yeah, so I was very excited to see some of the... I haven't read the books, so I asked my daughter, and she, in fact, told me that the movies were pretty right on. And, you know, some of the statements that are made, such as, you know, fear is what causes people to do bad things. And that love is what conquers fear.
Mm.
You know, and it was all these things that resonate that we ourselves, you know, continually hear and see and say. It was just really exciting that this is a global phenomenon. You know, it is by, you know, definitely the most popular pop culture piece of literature/movies that in the 21st century.
That much is true. I often feel that when I go to movies, I can see libertarian themes on a regular basis. And I wonder whether this is good movie making or whether these ideas are spreading. Because, you know, if you're making a good movie, it should speak to everyone mm-hmm. on some level. And, you know, is that the level I'm communicating on? So therefore, those are the things I heard.
Yeah.
I went and saw Batman, the one with, I don't know, the guy who ended up dying or whatever as the Joker.
Yeah, that's right.
With a friend of mine whom...
Heath Ledger, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I don't know Heath, but that's the guy who died.
Right.
My friend of mine, you know, who tends to view the world in an entirely different fashion than I do, like sometimes I think of him as crazy, but he said, oh, yeah, absolutely, a libertarian wrote that. I'm like, what are you talking about? What?
Well, I would agree. There's a man named Bob Prechter who wrote The Crest of the Tidal Wave and several other books, and he developed this thing called socionomics, not socioeconomics, but socionomics, and he forecasted the crash back in, you know, such and such, and then he also forecasted the high. And so although he's a bit of an early forecaster, he's been right on in terms of the trends, and he, you know, teaches about the Fibonacci number sequence. And Fibonacci number sequence?
Yes.
You know what it is. It makes a spiral. It's
the fractals.
Basically, 1 plus 1 is 2, 2 plus 1 is 3, 3 plus gotcha. 2 is 5, 5 plus 3 is 8, and it continues on. So in any case... this idea of socionomics, that there are early adapters to trends, and then there are the weak hands. So something like this libertarian idea that you say is prevalent in so many movies, mm-hmm. it's not that it's a coincidence. It's kind of like, it's just a trend that is happening kind of all over universally simultaneously amongst early adapters.
I'd say that much is true. That certainly the ideas are growing and people are excited about them. And I find that to be encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know what to make of it.
Entirely. Well, I also agree with where Mark's coming from, though. I think a lot of art, like you said, speaks to people on different levels, and you see the message you're ready to see in a film like that. That's why watching a movie when you're a child is a completely different experience than when you're an adult, because
right.
you're just familiar with different things at a different age, and you become aware of the jokes that you never were aware of in the past, or, you know, the more subtle indicators and that sort of thing.
When you see the pretentious artist on television, he's always portrayed as saying, the art means what whatever you wish it to mean. The art means whatever you wish it to mean.
I wish I had a camera.
There is a camera. I hope people are
right,
looking at that.
Yeah.
Top draw. You just really,
I need
love
I wish,
it, Mark.
I wish I could
pull
with a mainline accent all the time.
Really?
I wish I could pull it off. It just amuses me so much.
I couldn't handle it.
You have to draw down the outside of your mouth and clench your teeth a bit.
We have
and squeeze your butt.
We have
that's the secret, huh?
We have a caller that calls in with a mainline accent. And he laughs like, and it tickles me to no end. I just love it. The Thurston Howell III is really the best of these. He really took it to a character level that amused me thoroughly.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't the guy who wrote Gilligan's Island just pass away or something like that?
I'm not up on my Gilligan's Island news. I thought we were talking about Harry Potter.
Okay,
but
we're going to be all over the place because I drink a lot of caffeine. So real quick, are you a ginger girl or Marianne?
Which one did I like?
Yeah.
What I always wondered is why neither of them ever got pregnant. There's no contraception on the island.
Maybe they were lesbians.
Telling me, come on.
Well,
something would have happened somewhere along the line.
You would have dated Ginger and married Marianne, right?
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. At that point, you take what you can get. There's two girls available on an island.
No, there was a
Mrs. Howell's house taken. So, I mean, you've got three guys, two girls. One's going to be left out. You take the one you can get.
Right.
Yeah. And you put up with whatever she's got going.
Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. Your thoughts on, you're welcome to share your thoughts on Harry Potter. I think that people have been identifying liberty-oriented themes in those films for a while. I'm sure a number of our listeners, that's not
news
to them.
Well, the good versus evil, you know, is prevalent in a lot of the films that we've seen in the last 10 years, with the Lord of the Rings and those.
Good,
you know,
versus evil is a universal theme.
Yeah.
It's been in films longer than 10 years. It's
No, but just been popular. The most popular films, I'm saying, has been those.
Mm-hmm. So, any other observations that you wanted to share? Do you want to, like, I don't know, maybe give people an idea about this newer film? Like,
is it worth spending their money on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the most important thing.
Was it definitely all in 3D, or was it just...
No, the whole thing was in 3D.
Oh, really? Okay.
I actually, at the end, I thought I was going to get a bit ill. There was this, like, you know, these paper things kind of flying, and I'm like, and I had to duck. I'm like, they're going to fall on me. And it was just, a, you know, an
have
impulse.
Have you seen a 3D film before?
I have.
Okay.
And, but I asked...
Do you mean one of the new 3D films, or those kinds where you sit with the red glasses?
No, but I asked, you know, the two people I was with afterwards whether or not it affected them. They're like, oh, yeah. But then I just thought I was on a ride and went, woohoo, that would have been my daughter's
name. Did it make you sad? Were you sad at any point? Like, did you almost cry because
it was over? I didn't. Aziza bawled her eyes out, sobbed. Like, you could hear her throughout the entire theater.
Was she sobbing because of some sort of dramatic portion of the film, or because it was all over and that she wasn't going to get to see another film?
No, something happened. She's been in love with these characters since she was in second grade, and she had just learned to read English. English wasn't her first language, and she had just learned how to read English and wanted to read the Harry Potter films and or books. And I was more of a classic literature kind of girl, so I said, you can read a classic book and then, you know, whatever else. And so she alternated between classics and pop literature kind of thing. And so she had loved them and loved the characters, and I had let that be her thing. So I didn't get involved, and I didn't read, I didn't watch the movies, and so it's the kids', you know, secret. And
yeah.
So they introduced me to it and recently and loved it. But there's someone dies.
That you shouldn't say any more than that, obviously.
Right.
But,
well, there. I mean, there's a war, so that lots of people die.
Oh dear.
But
a loved character,
a main character. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Aziza sobbed her eyes out. Yeah. For the rest of the film. I know.
Yeah.
So there's news, I guess, about the Harry Potter. Well, it's not really news, but it's there's a piece here over at the Washington Times about coping for the fans of Harry Potter.
Coping.
Because it's the end. I mean, it's the final film. It's done. There are no more books. They can't make any more movies out of books. And so how
let's
to cope.
Let's have a prequel.
Well, there you go. Now you're thinking like Hollywood. How to cope. 800-259-9231 with the loss of the Harry Potter franchise, or the potential loss of it. More coming up. Your thoughts are welcome about anything. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kidessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.